It's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In statewide news, the Board of Regents for Higher Education in Connecticut will vote this Thursday whether to move forward with plans to consolidate Connecticut's 12 community colleges, including Northwest Connecticut Community College, into one statewide community college of Connecticut. The administrative structure would consist of three regions, with each overseeing four campuses. The board would be asked to accept what's been called preliminary quantification of the proposed Student First consolidation plan. In a subsequent vote, the board will be asked to endorse the plan, which, if approved, would be initiated in July of 2019, according to a report included as part of the Board of Regents' agenda packet. The proposal, Connecticut State Colleges and University Systems officials said in the report, comes in response to declining state funding for the CSCU system in recent years. But not everybody across the system is on board with that proposal. On Sunday, the Congress of Connecticut Community Colleges, a union representing 4,000 community college employees, issued their news release condemning the proposal. The governing body of the union, quote, overwhelmingly voted to urge regents to reject the plan, end quote, saying the possible implications raised the proposed consolidation did not, quote, seem to be part of the discussions to date, end quote. They suggest the Board of Regents take time to address those concerns. December 15th through the 17th, Great Barrington Delightful and Delectable Holiday Market, the Great Barrington Arts Market, a holiday sale of local handmade gifts and treats, St. James Place. The preview, December 15th from 5 to 8. Weekend hours will be December 16th from 10 to 6 and December 17th from 10 until 4. Chatham's annual Winterfest event will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For a full list of activities and events on the web, visit ChathamNY.com. Germantown Christmas at Claremont Open House. You can explore the mansion at your leisure. Enjoy the holiday decorations. This is December 16th. And cookies will be available and cider to people that enter the visitor center that runs from 11 till 4. December 16th in Sharon, Darren Winston Bookseller has a holiday pop-up with Norfolk Gifts and Accessories retailer Asia, featuring a wide selection of affordable jewelry, clothing, homeware, and more from 11 till 5. On Saturday the 16th at 2, the Sharon Historical Society Museum will welcome William Hostley for American Chairs of History, picture show, and lecture. Now, the chair exhibit will be on view that day from 10 until 4 p.m. More information, 860-364-5688. The Charlie Brown Christmas Jazz Band, an 8-piece jazz ensemble directed by Dylan Vatican, will perform songs from the 1965 television special A Charlie Brown Christmas on Saturday. Doors open at 6. The hour-long performance begins at 6:30 at the Center on Main in Falls Village. It's a free event, but donations will be appreciated. Refreshments will be available for sale. December 16th, Hillsdale General Store home chef James Beard, award-winning cookbook author Sarah Owens will present the next in her series of dinners titled By Hand, preparing a meal starting with appetizers and botanical cocktails based on legally foraged ingredients. The menu will be built around fresh local lamb with side dishes suited to the season, paired with wine. It begins at 6:30. Contact Hillsdale General Store for more information. Trixie Strauss' Christmas Bird Count is scheduled for Sunday the 17th. It begins at 12 midnight. The count area is a 15-mile circus with its center at Hotchkiss School, taking some of the good birding in areas in Sharon, Salisbury, at Falls Village, Amenia, and Northeast. Then at approximately 5 p.m., teams congregate at the Sharon Audubon Center to turn in their data. More information, 860-364-0520. Berkshire Botanical Garden has their exhibition featuring works of the Guild of Berkshire Artists December 7th through the 29th at the Landhart Galleries located at the Garden's Center House, 5 West Stockbridge Road in Massachusetts. More than 70 images of botanical art and landscapes, including photography, watercolors, prints, oil on canvas, and ceramics. A gallery reception is scheduled for Sunday, December 17th from 2 until 5. December 17th, Annandale on Hudson at Bard College. Grammy Award-winning vocalist Cecile McLaurin Salvant performs with pianist Sullivan Fortner. The intimate concert will feature selections from her new album, Dreams and Daggers, and Holiday Surprises. It's at 3 p.m. Get High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center has their annual event, Caroling to the Horses, on December 17th. Enjoy holiday goodies and serenade the herd. Bring horsey treats to stuff the horse's stockings and to share with neighboring rescue farms. That takes place at 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 118.77 yesterday to 24,504.80. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6862.32 and the S&P 500 at 2664.11. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.